All right, let me share with you a little bit of what we'll have going on this weekend. Saturday, I'm going to be talking about the heart. And I'm going to be posing a question. Can the heart be broken? Literally broken. And I'm going to break it down even further by asking this question. Can the physical heart be broken? That'll be a discussion that we'll have on Saturday. I started out, unbreak my heart. Unbreak my heart. That's what we're going to be talking about. On Sunday, part of the discussion will be about the greatest game, where we have an opportunity to take a look at what it means to have much wealth, influence, and yet find ourselves in a position where we can ask the question, is there something greater? I have wealth, I have influence. Is there anything greater? Is there a greater gain than what I already have? We're going to take a look at that on Sunday. And on Sunday, Yvonne Carroll. I'm going to bring back a conversation I had with her some time ago. She is a lady who was serving as one of the attorneys for St. Jude Children's Hospital and Research Center. She shared some awesome history of St. Jude with us, as well as information about the amazing achievements of St. Jude. And so that will be a discussion that we'll be hearing again this Sunday at 2 p.m. You can go to speakingwith.com, click on the link that is labeled this week's guests and topics. And usually by Sunday evening, we have that information there for you so that you can see what's coming up for that week. If for whatever the reason, there's something you want to hear, but you're just not able to be with us when we broadcast via 1550 AM The Voice, feel free to go to speakingwith.com and click on the link that's labeled Listen Online at Your Convenience. And you can hear the programs of your choice at your convenience. All right. Now, we love our children. We want them to really enjoy being the best athletes that they can be, the best that they can be now. It's a good idea to teach our children to not only compete against others, but to compete against themselves and make it a healthy competition, a fun competition, so that they don't become driven by it. And, you know, somewhere deep down inside, it become more of a chore than a pleasure. All right, so one of the things that we want to do is help our children fuel up properly. We need energy to do what we do. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter whether we are looking at fuel for studying. And yes, our brains need calories, healthy calories to do the work that they do. Or whether we're talking about running, preparing for track, or whether we're talking about strength training because you're going to be participating in some kind of sport that requires a lot of strength, whether it be wrestling or some other sport. No matter what sport is, we need fuel to empower the body to do what it needs to do from head to toe. Well, Kate Davis is one of the writers in the book hashtag Hey Sports Parents, who gives some great information about helping our kids fuel up and fuel up properly, fuel up well. Of course, again, when I talk about fueling up, I'm talking about, yeah, what you're eating and drinking, because both are important. Now, this is where I want to start with that, though, as we continue our discussion of health matters. When it comes to supplements, would you say that it is good to put supplements into our children's bodies, or would you say that's something to avoid at all costs? Now, just so that we're on the same page, let me say this. When I talk about supplements, I'm not referring to steroids. Not that kind of stuff. Things that can be considered illegal, harmful, etc. Not talking about any of that. Not talking about creatine. None of that kind of stuff. But other supplements. What do you suppose? Oh, by the way, Kate Davis is a registered dietitian. She is a licensed dietitian and nutritionist, has a master's of science in that area, her master's of science degree, and is registered and licensed as a dietitian, nutritionist. Now, this is what she recommends. She also has children, and so she's got to feed them just like we feed, right? She is also a competitive distance runner and triathlete. She's worked with all types of athletes, including young and collegiate, Olympic and professional. And again, she herself is a competitive distance runner and triathlete. This is what she says with regards to supplements and our kids. For athletes under the age of 18, leave supplements out of the picture, except in the case of medically diagnosed deficiencies as directed by a doctor. The majority of supplements do not work and may contain banned and sometimes dangerous ingredients. Also, athletes risk a positive drug test when taking supplements. So focus on food first with this age group, athletes under the age of 18. They have zero risk of a positive drug test, take zero supplements. What do you think about that? All right. We'll be talking about that some more next Power Friday as well. Fueling our child athletes properly. Only you can stop the hurting. We do it through love. Till next time.